Everybody, Keith here.
This episode does contain a lot of spoilers about Game of Thrones, so if you haven't read the books, if you're in the middle of the first season, especially the first season, spoil a lot of good stuff in that one. Finish that stuff and then listen to this. We also talk some spoilers about the sci-fi movie Jersey Shore Shark Attack, but I'm guessing not many people are interested in that. But if you do have that DVR'd, watch all that stuff. I would say definitely watch Game of Thrones first. Then maybe, I guess, if you want, watch Jersey Shore Shark Attack. All right, do you want to try and redeem yourself?
No, go ahead.
All right, welcome to But You're Wrong, the only podcast out there with both Keith Bodela
and Greg DiNicola. Like how I said that?
I see, you always add a little English to it. I like it. So let's see, we're just talking a little bit about relationships.
How you should know ahead of time when a girl is just a slut?
Well, yeah, I mean, how you should actually really think about what you're doing, and figure that the person is going to act exactly the same way.
I mean, people always revert back to their normal routine. How often does anyone really change? How often have you said, I'm going to do this? Like, even in a relationship setting and been like, yeah, I'm going to go this path. And then you just completely revert back. You get lazy. You gain weight. You give up. Yeah. No. Trust me, I know.
It's possible to make a change in yourself, but if you're trying to make a change for somebody else, that's just not going to happen. And people, I think, know that, but people expect other people to do that.
You've got to want to change. But most people don't want to change. They change something or change how they appear so that they can fuck someone else. But as soon as they've conquered that goal, they just kind of revert back to some terrible human being that they used to be.
Yeah.
Am I right? I mean, how many girls have you been like, oh, well, you know what? She's different. She's very nice now, you know? Maybe she's not a fucking slut anymore.
I'm sure things will be different when she's with me and she's not with this other creature, this other
chowderhead. Right. And then, you know, you treat her nice, you know, you buy her nice things, you take her out to eat, and then...
And everything's... She does seem different for a while, and then...
Yeah, you know. She puts effort in. I'll give her that.
And then all of a sudden, you're just like, well, that was no different than where I was... than really where she was before.
Exactly.
And then you go, how did I not see this before?
She breaks up with you, and all of a sudden she's, you know, having sex with some creep, which is her regular routine.
Yeah.
Some guy named Ian. That was a little high fidelity.
I was going to say, was that meant to be a high fidelity reference?
Yes, it was. I was going to say someone else, but you don't know him, and I don't want to start throwing rumors around. Not rumors, but I don't want to throw names around, because I'm not that kind of guy.
We should have prefaced this by saying that our hostility has nothing to do with anything either one of us has recently been through. At least not for me.
Well, yeah, I mean...
You haven't really been through anything. That's... You're just, you're single, you're out on the market, you're dealing with people's stupidity.
Right. Keith is in a loving relationship.
Right. I deal with a whole level of...
There's
whole
much
other
love.
Level of... Stupid shit.
Now, yeah, he's got to deal with actual relationship stupid shit. I got to just deal with single stupid shit.
Yeah. I got to deal with the actual problem.
Oh, well, excuse me.
No, you guys have the cute problems where you guys get each other the same gift for Christmas. Or...
When has that ever happened?
I don't know. That's another high fidelity reference. I really do like that movie.
Well, I do like that movie. But realistically... I mean, I can't imagine ever a situation where I would get the same gift for a woman that she would get for me. Plus, I never know what to get for a woman.
Unless it was a gag gift. If it was like a gag gift, like, oh, remember this terrible movie we both watched?
Oh, yeah, when you try to be cute or something.
Yeah, God forbid you should try to do that.
Yeah, no, it's the worst. It's a terrible idea, and you should never try to be cute because you're just going to end up looking like a jerk.
All right, Costanza.
No. Think about this, right? Think about the way that you act sometimes with your girlfriend or any girlfriend that you've been with. You know, when you act cute, you might even do a stupid voice. You know, you say things. Can you imagine if any of your friends ever got to see that? Like, and we all do it. We all act like retards when it comes to women.
Yep.
But if anyone actually ever saw that, like if you had that on video and played it back, you'd want to fucking kill yourself. But you do it.
If you got caught calling her schmoopy.
Yeah, you calling her schmoopy. Or just like, you know, it's just a dumb voice. I just, sometimes I look back, I'm like, what the fuck was wrong with me? But you have to do it. Because otherwise you're a jerk.
Yeah.
And you know what? To a point, you almost enjoy doing it if you're getting something out of it. I don't know. That's just my take on it. So what have you been up to?
Let's see. So speaking of relationships, have you ever seen the show Game of Thrones?
Yes, I have, sir.
There are some extremely fucked up relationships in Game of Thrones.
You wouldn't be referring to Jaime Lannister and the Queen, would you?
How much have you seen of it?
I'm midway through the second season. I got stuck. Just been so busy, I haven't been able to catch up yet.
Okay, so we just finished. We went through like a fucking marathon and watched both seasons over the course of like 4 days.
Damn, you're ahead of me?
Yeah.
Damn it. All right.
So, Greg, I will always be ahead of you.
All right. Yeah, you'll be like the guy in the second season that fingers his sister on the horse.
You know, I called that. We're watching it, and I go, who is she? She's so ugly. Why is she hideous. Why is he attracted to her? And Rachel goes, I don't know. And I go, it's probably her sister. And then sure enough, it turns out to be his sister.
She might as well have been his brother.
Yeah, she turns around and he's like, oh, hello. It's so good.
I know.
It's so good to see you.
He's like, oh my god, I'm smitten. Like, what are you, out of your fucking mind? God, I wouldn't stick my hand down her pants. She probably has a fucking bear trap down there.
She definitely looks like a dude.
She did look like a dude.
But it pretty much, that show, though, has so many cases of incest. It's so fucked up.
There really are. And there's just so many characters that I hate. Is there anyone more hateable than Joffrey?
Oh, yeah. He's like, terrible.
I want to wring that kid's fucking neck.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
I'm pissed at him. I hate the queen, but I hate him more.
Right, agreed.
I'm starting to hate the guy that finger banged his sister on the
horse. I don't like him. He's an idiot, obviously.
I will say, I think my favorite character is the imp.
Oh my god, 100%.
What's his name?
Peter Dinklage?
I was trying to think of the character's name. But,
Tyrion.
Tyrion, yeah. Tyrion Lannister, he's so good.
He is easily the best character.
We were trying to figure out which characters we would be in the show.
Yeah, and you'd be the guy that fingered his sister.
No, Rachel said I would be the imp. And I said, why? Because I like to drink and I like women.
That's probably true. That's not a bad...
And she goes, no, because you have a way with words and you're a good judge of people. And you think before you speak. And I was like,
positive spin she's putting on.
I was like, that's not what you think.
God, it's like trying to put a positive spin on an abortion. But, I mean, no, he's the best character, easily. And, my second favorite character is, Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Love Jon Snow. And he just gets so much shit. He's just always crapped on. Love that guy, though.
And I'm starting to like Mother of Dragons or whatever her name
is. Oh, Dany?
Yeah.
Dude, how hot is she?
The thing that bothers me is her eyebrows.
You don't like the eyebrows? Why, too bushy?
No, because she's obviously a brunette that just had her hair dye blonde.
Yeah.
And then her eyebrows are just still, like, completely brunette. Like, they make no effort to lighten it at all.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I never really noticed.
Because I kept going, something's weird about her face. Something's weird about her face. And then I realized that that was it.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not a good judge of eyebrows. As someone with really bushy eyebrows, I've kind of tried to ignore the eyebrows.
Well, I didn't judge her on the shape of it. Just the coloring seemed off.
No, I know. But I just ignore them altogether. It's tough being an Italian male having... The eyebrows are just always going to run wild. So I just pretend that they aren't there, and that just pretty much goes for everyone.
Even if they're, like, penciled in?
Well, I guess if you're going to get a little extreme. Like, I've seen women that, you know, they, like, draw them on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like,
I don't get how you do that. Are they shaving it? Are they waxing their eyebrow completely and then just drawing it on?
I think so. But you know, you can get tattoo eyebrows.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I know people that have done it. I have a cousin, an older cousin. She's like a second cousin. She has tattooed makeup on her. Like eye stuff. Like makeup, almost. That she just tattoos on her instead of doing it every day.
That's so weird.
I think it's absurd, but...
I mean, it makes sense, but like, what if one day your style changes?
Yeah, I mean, she's like 50, so, I mean, her style really isn't changing, but I agree. What if you're younger? I mean, it sounds like a terrible idea. I don't know. Not for me. I mean, Then again, I also have like 14 tattoos, so I'm kind of a hypocrite, but whatever.
Well, I mean, you're talking about, you have tattoos of, like, on your arms and kind of semi-normal tattoos. We're talking about tattooing makeup on your face.
That's true, I guess.
So, now speaking of Game of Thrones, this is something that was kind of bothering me with all the incest. For some reason, I always thought that I think second cousins you could do were like the closest that you could do, the kissing cousins. But anything closer than that, brother and sister, any closer relation, the kids would turn out deformed.
See, the thing is, I don't know if that's a hard and fast rule. I feel like there is a possibility that that's going to happen, but I don't know if that's really, like...
Maybe it just increases the odds.
I think it just increases the odds. And I think, obviously, that's why it's illegal to do that, but I don't know. But I feel like, you know, a brother and sister could have a kid and it's not gonna turn out that bad? I don't know.
I mean, based on what we're seeing, everybody seems to turn out fine in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Because have you met the guy north of the wall that Jon Snow and his company?
With all the daughters /wives?
All the daughters and wives.
Yeah. He has sex with all his daughters.
And they all seem to have kids to make more daughters, and they all seem to turn out fine.
You know, I was thinking about this, too, with that situation, because you would think that that is just the most fucked up bloodline in the world.
But then again, it didn't, like, royalty do it in Europe for hundreds of years.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, from what I hear.
I mean, they were marrying pretty close for a while to try and keep the bloodline pure.
That's fucked up.
Seriously.
I mean, I don't know. I know it went on, but I don't want to think about it.
it's weird. So.
But, so, what else was I going to say? Game of Thrones. Yeah, the show is just so damn good. My favorite parts about it is that they're not afraid to do shit. Like, they are not afraid to kill off a character if it means for the betterment of the show.
I mean,
fucking Michael Biehn was the main character for the whole first season. Sean Biehn. God damn it. Sean Biehn, main character all for a season, and then they just kill him off. And I was shocked. I was waiting. He's ready to get his head chopped off, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, someone's going to just swoop in the last second and save this son of a bitch. No, he just gets his head cut off.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Even Rachel was going, I really hope he doesn't get his head cut off. Like, what's going to happen? Somebody's got to come in. And the way they end that episode, they don't actually show it for sure.
You gotta wait till the next
one,
right?
And she's like, well, maybe it didn't. Maybe the sword came down, like, in front of him because the assassin is his friend. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure. Like, I saw him put the hood on his head. I know it's not Socrates or Billy the Kid. Saving Bill and Ted. So he's screwed.
Maybe a bird swooped down and went in between him and the axe, you know, a la Randy Johnson fastball style, and saved Sean Bean. I don't know. No, it's crazy what they do to the characters. It's so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like Khal Drogo? Because I loved him.
Oh,
the Dothraki? The king there?
Yeah, he was good.
It's funny because the first few episodes, you're like, this guy is a fucking maniac, and you don't you don't think much of him. Like,
he's a barbarian.
Well,
and
yeah.
Then, oh, when he pours the crown onto the guy's head. Oh,
speaking of characters that you hate, how much did you hate that guy? The Danny's brother. I can't even think of his name right now, but he was such a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah.
When Khal Drogo killed him, that was one of my favorite moments of the entire first season.
Oh, that was fantastic, yeah.
That probably solidified my liking for Khal Drogo.
He was fantastic. I love that scene. At first you thought he was just, like, taking her as his wife and just, like, abusing her. But then he obviously ends up really caring for her, and she kind of ends up caring for him.
Yeah, it was funny because she seemed so unwilling at first, and then she, like, learned the language and really just kind of romanced him, and I thought there was going to be a couple lesbian scenes there where she was learning how to fuck, but there wasn't, so, you know, whatever, I could deal. But there are
other lesbian scenes, and there's gay scenes, too. That's a funny thing. It's all incest. And then homosexuality, too.
You're right. There is actually a few.
We're going to start read the first book and see how it compares to the series. Because I'm curious if all that stuff is actually in the books.
I mean, from what I hear, they're very close. But the books have more stuff. And from what I've been told, obviously this comes a lot from Dan and stuff. But the third book, which will be the third and fourth seasons, because it's so big they're splitting it up, is the best book.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Going to read it as a couple?
No, we only ordered one book, so she's probably going to read it first, and then I'll read it.
Busy down the office?
What's that?
I said busy down the office.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I began reading your book, and very good. I'm liking it a lot.
Thank you.
Definitely enjoying it, and about 20% of the way through, so I'm hoping to bang out a few more chapters tonight, maybe.
Have you met your character yet?
I believe I have. Your friend at work, right?
Yes.
Or the character's friend at work.
Yeah.
I just think of it as you.
There's a... It is very, at times very close to me. There's one part coming up that the character says something that's very you, and Rachel even picked up on it. And I'm curious, I'll have to talk to you again later after you read that and see if you pick up on it.
Nice. Okay. Is it vulgar?
It is a bit vulgar. In fact, my mom read a draft of it and was proofreading it, and she said, you know, I might be a little old fashioned, but I'm curious what Rachel thinks of this phrase. She goes, because we always thought it was a little vulgar. And I said, yeah, but it's kind of meant to be. And she goes,
wouldn't
oh, okay.
It have to be?
Yeah, I was like, it's supposed to be that way.
Moms.
Moms.
Moms are out of their mind. Of course, all parents are. And you only realize it when you get older.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they start actually treating you like an adult sometimes and being honest with you.
I love that. I love when they go back and they kind of have revisionist history about what goes on. And they're just like, well, you know, yeah, I kind of lied. I made that up. I'm just like, what?
Yeah. Like, my dad, he started telling me some of this stuff, like, in college when he's like, okay, well, you're there now. But he was like, I don't want to make it seem cool.
God forbid I pretend that I ever did anything fun. No, my dad's like that too. Like, forever, he'd be like, no, I never did anything like that. You know, like, he'd always act like he never had any fun. And then, like, once in a while now, you'll get a story about, you know, about how he got wasted and went on some adventure or something. And it's like, you know, you don't have to always pretend that you never, like, got into trouble. Like, it's better off if you tell me, because then it's like I'm learning something.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. They're out of their minds.
Or maybe they're the only sane ones here.
Nah, that's not true.
Speaking of exes.
Oh, yeah.
Going back a ways. So, as you know, Latrobe, where I am, is obviously a small town.
Right.
And not a lot of people like to leave.
No, I'm assuming not.
So,
or they just don't have the means to.
Yeah. So, if Rachel and I go out, we'll have a tendency to sometimes run into people, or she'll be like, oh, I went to high school with them. The weird thing is, people out here that graduate high school and then they get married and start having kids.
And that's their life choice.
Yeah.
Instead of going to college, they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is weird. I mean, like, if I had done that, there was no way that kid is going to turn out normal.
No. I mean, it doesn't... And it's not just you.
Yeah.
If you're...
If you had a kid, it wouldn't turn out normal.
Oh, my God. If I had a kid, he'd be out of his fucking mind. But no, seriously, like, you don't... How many kids born to parents that are under the age of, say, 19, 20, end up normal? Or no, I won't even say normal, but just don't end up with some sort of daddy issue.
Yeah, well-adjusted.
Yeah. Well-adjusted is a good term. It's very broad, but it's a good term.
Yeah, I mean, it covers a lot of issues that they'll probably have, though. Because, I mean, I know at that point I still had a bunch of shit to figure out.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it, I still got a bunch of shit to figure out. I couldn't support a kid right now. Not
yeah,
only
me
that.
Too.
Not only that, but I'm way too selfish to have a kid.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's too much stuff you want to do.
I can't devote time to anything else, never mind having a kid. I mean, I can barely have a dog. I can't keep plants alive. How the hell am I going to keep a kid going?
You still got the dog pissing on the bed.
Right, exactly.
How do we get on this? So we go
Rachel
out. We go out and we see
yeah.
people. And we went out to dinner. We'll say 5 nights ago.
some arbitrary.
We went out to dinner at some point, and we went to Sharky's place that we went to.
Oh yeah, I've been there. I got pretty drunk.
Yeah. So we're at Sharky's, and one of her exes is there, and she says hi. She kind of like says hi to somebody. I go, oh, who's that? She goes, oh, so and so. I go, oh, that mook. And she goes, what? And I go, that mook. You know, mook like a mook.
Yeah.
She goes, are you saying mook? I go, yeah, mook. She goes, what the hell does that mean?
What's a mook?
I go, well, it's like that guy. I was like, I don't really know the best way to explain it. He's kind of like a douche, I guess. I don't.
You know what the worst thing is that if you asked me to just tell you what a mook meant, I'd probably say a chooch. I'm like, I don't know, you're like a chooch.
And I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's like an a-hole.
Where'd you get that from?
A what, a chooch?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. I always use chooch.
You always use mook with me.
Yeah, that's because I think you're a mook.
What's funny is, I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, because Rachel's still going, I don't get it. And I'm like, I don't know. So I looked up on Urban Dictionary and showed it to her. Apparently, it actually comes from like a PBS, like Nightline or Charlie Rose fucking thing.
What?
Like, special. And that's where Moo comes from. But, so I show her that, and she turns to me and goes, well, you're kind of a Moo then, too.
Well, I mean, you know, not disagreeing, but I'm sure this guy was more of a Moo than you.
Let's see, let me see. There's two definitions on here. I just looked it up. Coined in the Scorsese film Mean Streets, meaning an asshole or loser.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, a term coined by Douglas Rushkoff in an episode of PBS's Frontline entitled The Merchants of Cool.
What?
Mooks are archetypal young males who act like moronic boneheads. They are self-centered simpletons who live a drunken frat boy lifestyle. Examples can be found any time someone watches Jackass. Rushkoff claimed that the media glorifies this ideal and stifles natural self-expression. However, some people might argue teenage boys have always acted like morons. Nonetheless, standardized conformist dumbass culture behind a veneer of exuberance is a scary notion indeed. Wow, this fucking person that did this definition really likes to editorialize.
I was going to say, this is on Urban Dictionary, this guy?
Yeah. And then it's like...
I see, this is the one professional guy that's writing definitions on Urban Dictionary.
Actually, you might like this next one. So, the next one is a dumb male, typically young, and from the Northeast.
Ignorant and
garish, mooks are easily defined by one of a dozen characteristics listed in the examples below. Well, fuck that. But typically from Long Island or northern New Jersey. Mooks have spread into NYC, Southern Jersey, Philly, and Boston. The capital of the Mook world is the Jersey Shore in summer with spillover into Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah.
This is the part I really like, though. Yankee Stadium is, unfortunately, another cesspool of Mooks.
It is a cesspool of Mooks.
If you see a Mook, do not approach him. They are irrational and prone to violence. Simply observe from a distance. They are loud. You will not miss anything. If they approach you, use simple, generic phrases like, you see the game last night, or I'm good, bro, or yeah, I'll be down at the shore this weekend to dismiss them.
All right, I like whoever wrote that. Oh. God, yeah. No, I've been to Yankee Stadium, and there's quite a few Mooks, and I've also been to Atlantic City. Also, Mooks.
So I was trying to explain it to her, and then she kind of caught on. But yeah, Mook. This episode is brought to you by the word Mook.
and the number 14.
Why 14?
I don't know. Isn't that how many dicks he sucks? Anyways.
So tell Rachel the word Mook.
So you gotta teach her chooch, fanoch, stugat.
you're gonna have to teach me some of those too.
Okay.
Because I use them almost all interchangeably.
They are kind of interchangeable. Except Stugatz is like a cock.
Okay.
The other ones are all the same.
That's pretty what I figured.
Much. Yeah. Or Momo. Momo's a good... I love Momo.
What's Momo?
It's the same thing as a... or just... It's just an idiot. You just call someone a Momo.
So let me get this straight. Alaskans have 47 words for snow. Italians have 47 words for the word jerk.
Basically. There's just a million different things we call the same. Just an asshole. A jerk, you know? You can say any one of those I just said. just let it be.
speaking of Moogs. We watched a movie called Jersey Shore Shark Attack.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Brought to you by the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, what a nightmare. I think I saw a couple, like a preview of it on the... Well, no, not a preview, like a clip of it on The Soup or something.
Holy shit, where Joey Fatone got eaten by a shark?
Yes, yes!
Joey Fatone's on there, gets eaten by a shark. It's the stereotypical, like, weedos.
Oh, yeah, and they're watching Joey Fat One sing up on the stage. And I love that Joel McHale makes a comment about how there's no way that the shark could eat him and still maintain that velocity. Because Joey Fat One is, in fact, Joey Fat One.
But right before that scene, the Guidos go up to Joey Fatone and they go, "Bro, you gotta make an announcement. There are albino sharks in the water." Because they're not just sharks, they're albino sharks.
Well, obviously that makes them much more vicious, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, they're just they're really pissed off because they're albino. Now, here's some benefits of that show, though. So the main guy's dad, the guy who's supposed to be the situation but is actually called the complication.
Oh my god.
His dad is a local cop, and they're trying to tell him that there are sharks in the water, and the dad doesn't believe him, and sends him away. And then they find out at some point, and I honestly don't remember how, because I was pretty heavily intoxicated by this point.
Well, you would have to be to keep watching this.
But we're watching it, and somehow the dad goes, "All right, I believe you now," because I think he even sees the sharks.
Did they cut open the shark's stomach and the Kittner boy fell out on the dock?
No,
that was a Jaws reference.
Well, I'm trying to remember because they do have a part where somebody gets eaten by a shark, and they go, they catch a shark, like fishermen catch a shark, and they're holding up on the dock, and they go, we declare this is safe now. So, but the newsman goes, "But how can you know that this is the same shark?" Oh, no, I remember now. They go, "How can you know that this is the same shark that ate Joey Fatone?" And the guy, like the scientist, reaches up inside the shark and pulls out the microphone
that
Joey Fatone was singing into, swear to God.
Are you shitting me?
And then everyone's like, "Oh." But then they're like, "No, the sharks are still there." So they take the Guidos go into the police station, and they open a closet door, and then there's all these assault rifles and shotguns behind the door.
Naturally.
So there's no lock on the door or anything in the police station.
No,
there's
why would
they? There. They just walk in, and then they start taking machine guns, and then they steal a guy's boat. Because the Snooki character, called Nooki,
oh my god,
is in danger on the rich kid's boat. So they pull up to the boat, and then these Guidos that I do not believe had any formal training in artillery start shooting the sharks.
Yeah.
And anytime, did you know that the best way to actually kill a shark is to shoot it in its fin, and then the shark is done?
Like its top fin, the dorsal fin?
Yeah, you shoot the dorsal fin, the shark dies.
Is that what the Guido said?
No, that's what they did.
Oh. Why would that do anything?
Because it's a fucking sci-fi movie.
That makes a lot of sense.
So they save the rich kids. Now, Nooki is meanwhile trapped because the sharks start crashing into the boat. And it starts filling up with water. Now, her foot in a giant fucking heel goes through a floorboard
naturally
on the boat and gets caught under a pipe. And I'm going, "I'm just undo your heel." And then it starts filling up with water and it's up to her ankle. And she's screaming, "Help me, help me, help me." Meanwhile, the Guidos pull up, killing sharks. And then they keep showing her, she's screaming, "Help me, help me." And the water just keeps going up and up. About 5 minutes later, the complication comes in, reaches down, and unhooks the little strap on her shoe, and then she just pulls it right out.
That's it? It's not even like he busts open the floor or anything?
He doesn't do anything but undo one little strap on her shoe and then takes her away.
Was Nooki as gross as Snooki?
No.
No.
She was skinnier and taller.
Because she's filthy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all filthy, but
So then the Greedos start to turn back around and try to save everybody else that is at, like, the boardwalk from the sharks. So they come around, and his dad, Complication's dad, the sheriff, is going,
Chief Brody.
Oh my God, you know, what are we gonna do? And they're trying to shoot from the boardwalk with their handguns, the sharks. There's about, we'll say, half a dozen cops at least trying to do this. They're not getting anywhere. And then this boat comes around with the Guidos with the assault rifles and the shotguns, and they start blasting away sharks.
Oh my God.
Because Guidos are better at guns than
cops.
Now, the best part is the evil developer that caused the whole thing and the sharks to come.
Wait, there was actually
a villain?
There was a villain other than the sharks?
Oh, yeah, there's a villain other than the sharks. Walter Peck.
That's what we'll call him?
No, he was Walter Peck. He was the same guy.
He was from the EPA?
No, whatever the actor's name is.
Oh, shit, what the fuck was his name?
He was the villain.
That's all right. That's kind of awesome. I mean, that would have been the highlight of the movie. Hold on, I'll have to look up his name. Oh, I'm gonna be William Atherton. That's what I didn't even look it up. I knew it. Give me a fucking award.
you get the fucking movie award.
That about sums it up.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. You know, a little sign off.
Yeah,
I'll do it. So this has been But You're Wrong. I'm Greg.
And I'm Keith.
And if you get a chance, you ought to check out Keith's new book, his novel. It's called Work in Progress. It's up on the Kindle, right, Keith?
Right.
It's pretty good. I've started it. I have not finished it. I'll give a full review when I'm done. Well, maybe I won't. I don't know. I don't want to ruin it. But I'd suggest go check it out and check out more of our episodes if you get a chance.
You're not gonna do the sign off.
I don't know. We don't have one.
We decided on the last one. We're gonna do. If we don't see you through the week, we'll see you through the window.
And if we don't see you through the week, we will see you through the window. I think we should keep that whole part.